Hello, 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 and welcome to the Linwood's Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please follow, like, comment, subscribe, and you can download for free. That way you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. My guest today is filmmaker Christopher R. Look, folks, I gotta get the R, the St. Louis R in there. Daniels. Christopher R. Daniels. But more than that, he is a family man. He's a man of faith. His latest film project, by the way, is Missing in STL, a suspenseful drama that delves into the epic crisis of missing and abducted children. And he's going to give us a little bit more about that. But Christopher R. Daniels, or as we call him, Chris, or Mr. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on. It's an honor.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, for folks, I know you all don't know this, but Chris and I, we talked off mic, but he and I first met when our nonprofit Inspired Lives Foundation was presenting a film camp in St. Louis, and Christopher, or Mr. Chris, as the kids called him, was the camp director and a whole bunch of other stuff. We did a whole lot of stuff that summer, Chris.
Yeah, we did a lot. We was all over the place.
And all those kids were learning about drama. They were learning about
makeup.
What? Oh, yeah. Wardrobe. Everything. Now, before we get off into the movie Missing in STL and why you made it, or tell the folks a little bit about your backstory. Now, you are from St. Louis, and as we call it, it is called The Lou. But it's not a big entertainment or filmmaking town. So how did you end up getting into this? Now, growing up as a kid, did you have an interest in filmmaking? Did you run around with a camera, a microphone, or were you writing? What were you doing?
Well, it all started since the sixth grade. I've been, you know, well, I guess let my family said I was always trying to be the center of attention at the family functions and all that stuff. But in sixth grade, I was trying to talk to somebody, called myself trying to holler at somebody. They tried out for Charlie Brown and the play. So I'm like, well, I'm staying out of school to try out too, so hopefully I can get close to this person. I ended up getting the lead role. Me and the person never even started dating, but I got the lead role, and I got a feel for what that felt like with the audience and everything else, and it was it from there. Everything from there has just been an adrenaline rush. Whether I'm telling the stories or I'm acting in stories, it's been full force.
So you mean to tell me, Mr. Chris, so you got into filmmaking as a kid, acting bug bit you first, following a young lady.
Trying to impress somebody, he led me right to it. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
See how God,
not looking for it, and yet I've been here ever since.
Ever since, and see how God will use something to lead you to your destiny.
That's exactly what he'll let you think that you know the path, but yeah, but he knows exactly what he's doing.
So, okay. Sure. Okay, the acting bug bit you first. Now, what led you to be interested in filmmaking? Like, were you watching certain movies coming up? And you was like, oh, I like that. I like that. I think I want to make a movie. I think I got stories to tell.
I was that person always watching stuff and analyzing it, saying what I would do differently or why this scene didn't work and that scene didn't work. So then I got a part of this ministry in Des Moines, Iowa. And when I was a part of that ministry, it was a youth ministry. We was actually going around teaching other churches how to do youth ministry effectively. So then when we started doing those, we started coming up with different skits and different ways to do it. And one year we did a Leroy Jenkins story. It was a short film about a kid who made the wrong decisions and ended up dying. And that short film and putting it together, me editing it for the first time, doing the directing for the first time, that fix and that adrenaline again of that whole process is what motivated and led me to start doing more plays, more films, and educating and teaching other people how to do it.
Okay, you said educating and teaching other people how to do it. Where did you get your education from to be able to do what you do?
Right. So for years, it was just self-taught and all that stuff. But when I hit my 30s, I'm like, okay, I got to put some degrees behind my name so people can take me serious. Mm-hmm. So that's what led me to Oral Roberts. I got my bachelor's in drama, TV, and film at Oral Roberts. And then I went on and got two masters from Full Sail in Florida, Full Sail University.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me about Full Sail because we both went there. I got a master's from Full Sail in new media journalism.
Nice.
And come to find out, you know, a lot of people have gone there for digital, like for gaming, for music production, television and film production.
What's his name? They did Give Myself Away. He went to Full Sail.
Oh, he did. I know who you're talking about. Oh, wow. Did not know that. Yeah. Down in Florida, folks.
Yep.
How did you actually, you know, become a film maker, so to speak? Did you start out like on the writing of the scripts then, or was it actually putting the, you know, the production and all that kind of stuff?
It started out doing more improv stuff. Like, I always had a love for writing. I also got 3 books published. So I always had a love for writing. But when it came to the filmmaking, it all started improv. Like, having a camera, putting some people together. Okay, do this. And I recorded. Okay, now do this. And we just built everything in that lane. And yeah, that's how it started. But then I started to realize that with the plays and everything that we was doing on the stages, both here in St. Louis and in Atlanta, Georgia, I started to realize, you know what? Let me dip my toes into the film stuff. You know, I was already acting and doing stuff in film on a very, very small scale. So then I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead and see what we can do on this side. And that's where we're at now. The rest is history.
Oh, wow. So you said something about Atlanta. What was that Atlanta connection? Tell me a little bit more about that.
I was doing the ministry. I am a licensed ordained minister. I'm a whole bunch of stuff. I'm a licensed ordained minister, and we was going around doing youth ministry. And that youth ministry led to Atlanta. And I happened to plant my feet at Bishop Paul S. Morton Church in Atlanta, Changing the Generation. Then I started helping out with the plays, doing all of the dramas there. And while I was there, I started doing some acting and short films and indie films. I was an extra in Madea Goes to Jail, the Kmart scene.
Really?
If you look real close, you'll see me. That's what those look. little point 5 second, you know. But yeah, but I was there, you know, I was there. And yeah, so while I was there, things were going great in Atlanta. The opportunities was coming, and then I can't explain it. It was like a pull, or I felt like God was telling me, you need to go back to St. Louis.
You need to come back here and help the peoples here, creative folks.
It was more so like coming back here because this is where the family was. I mean, I don't know what it was.
I don't know
what the pull was, the gravitational pull was. All I know is 6 months after I left is when Tyler Perry went to Paul S. Morton Church and started connecting, and they started doing the amazing stuff they were doing together in that season. So I was like, I was a little salty, but I was like, God, I'm trusting you with this journey, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's where we at now.
Oh, wow. Okay, so before we go into your other movie, how many movies have you done before we go to the present movie? Well, how many of them have you done before this, your own movies?
Right, so my own movie, so before this one, we did a documentary called Health and Faith. We have a series of short films. This is the first feature film. Yeah, Missing STL is my first feature. Now, I have another one called History that we've been waiting on the right investors, the right team to get behind it, because we don't want to, you know, not give it. It's just, and that's how me and, you know, our connection between me and you has started, was with History.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's where we at. This is the first, but now we have 5 more features that we have slated to get started and to keep this train moving.
Wonderful, wonderful. Another thing too, here when we're talking about the kids, you are the founder of Team Focus. Now tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, so Team Focus, that's the name of the production company, and our goal with all of our whatever we're doing, whether it's short films, documentaries, is to bring awareness to bring awareness and attention to areas that we don't usually talk about. But it's also done in a way where we're taking kids who usually wouldn't get an opportunity. We're teaching them, we're training them, and we're positioning them on a professional level to excel in their dreams as well. Okay. We also have Stay Focused. This is our nonprofit.
Oh, okay. So tell me, with the kids, you said training them in what areas?
We have the acting classes, we do script writing classes, we do production classes where it's editing, lights, sound. That's for film and for theater, or and for stage. Well, Kirk Franklin came a couple years ago. The church that he was performing at, they reached out. We had our kids come in, help put his stage together, build his video walls together. They ran his lights. And those kids had, these are teenagers I'm talking about too, and they had the time of their life, and they were paid as professionals. So it was a completely different life-changing event for those young people as well.
I can imagine. So it's like, oh, you're actually in here doing this stage production with an icon, well-known as Kirk Franklin.
These real opportunities, yeah.
Chris, when you were coming up, because I can say back in my day too, there were not a whole lot of opportunities for creative kids in the metro area, St. Louis metropolitan area, that is.
No, not at all. And then when they were, it was all about you just getting the experience. You know, they weren't trying to position you to be great. It was just, you know, oh, well, you did it. Let's pat you on the back. Like, you know, you'll go to something, you'll spend 2 months, 3 months going through these classes, and then you'll do a stage production that lasts for 2 weeks, and then it'd be done. What we're trying to do is take that next level and give them those connections and those experiences and pay them as professionals to get it to progress on a professional level, building up those IMBDs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now you seem to like working with kids, and you're really good with them, because I've seen you. Where does that all come from? You and this love of kids, is that part of your, would you say, your ministry? You talked about ministry earlier.
Yeah. The first thing that happened is my mom forced me from 14 years old, she forced me to work at a daycare. Not work, she forced me to volunteer at a daycare one summer. And I just did it. So after 3 months of work, after 30 days of working there, the director of the camp said I was working harder than some of the people she was paying and put me on payroll.
Oh, wow.
And I was 14 years old and a teacher's assistant. and then it went on from there. The day after I graduated high school, there was a middle school connected to the high school, and they offered me a job working at the high school as a teacher's associate right out of high school. So it's just always been there. God has put that on my heart, and you know, that's just my passion. You know, it was one season in my life where I was not working with kids, and I was not doing what the passion is, the arts. And it was the worst 2 weeks of my life. I remember being at work crying about it. I'm like, God, you, I know you got something for me to do. That's just what it is.
Now I want to hop back into movies. What's your favorite movie that you've seen to date, past or present, and why is that your favorite movie personally?
This might seem strange. My favorite is a tie between two movies, because I love the storytelling.
Okay.
It's a tie between The Truman Show with Jim Carrey and What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams.
You know what, Chris? I never would have guessed that about you.
I love stories. You know, some people look for I love a good story. If the story's good, I'm hooked. You know, if it keeps me guessing, I'm hooked. And that's what Yeah, so I'm story driven. Everything needs to be story driven. The action is one thing, but you know, you can do police chases and do all that stuff for so long. You got to give me a good story to make me want to pay attention to it.
Here's one more thing out of the blue before we go into our talking about Missing in STL. Tell me something about you, Mr. Chris, that no one, especially the your students, would ever guess about you.
Well, I guess recently we had a conversation, and I exposed the information of the fact that I, like 10 years ago, I was a Christian rapper. That blew them, you know, that blew their mind. Like, what? Not you, because you're doing this stuff. You're serious? Yeah. So the journey God put me on to get me where I'm at has been interesting, you know. Every season, it's been a different layer that he gave me with the mime, the Christian rap, the storytelling, the acting, the mentoring, public speaking. Yeah, it's been a journey. But I think the Christian rapper would definitely be that right factor, you know.
As my nephew Trey would say, definitely, definitely. Okay, now let's move on to your latest movie, which is your first full-length feature. And folks, it's called Missing in STL. And they actually had a red carpet premieres in a major theater, and now it's available on Amazon Prime. It's streaming there. Yep. So tell me about that movie. I know it has to do with like the fact that, you know, people go missing every day, from sex trafficking to black market organ harvesting. You made this movie about missing people and a certain scenario with some kids that came up missing. So.
Yeah.
What made you write and direct and then produce this Missing in STL? Why go there on that subject?
Gotcha. Yeah. So what motivated me was watching so much stuff going on with our kids that's going to notice the shootings, the stuff, you know, people, you know, kids finding guns and accidentally killing loved ones. It was just so much going on that I went to sleep almost in tears one night, you know, crying, begging God, like, God, how can I make an impact? How can I start to do something to help the community start protecting these babies? Then when I woke up the next morning, the whole story for Missing the STL was what I woke up to. And that started the whole trajectory of what kind of stories we're going to be telling moving forward as well. But yeah, but along the way, I was blessed to connect with Vidal Phillip. He's an amazing cinematographer, videographer. And then the team has just been growing from there. Leah Marcano is the lead actress. Ryan Hines, with an N, he's an amazing actor, amazing leader as well. So the team has just slowly been building as we all are just motivated and encouraged by telling stories that glorify God and bring awareness to protect our babies.
Yes, because the number of people, young people in particular, that come up missing, especially within the African American community, some of those numbers are astounding, and a lot of them are going unreported.
Yes. And the sad thing about it is, like, even on the 14th day of this month, of this year, January 14th, there was already 16 kids missing in just the St. Louis city area alone, not the St. Louis metro, just the city limits. And it's sad, you know, how kids are found. And, you know, there's a story a couple years back where a child whose body was found out the river without organs.
Ooh,
and
gosh.
The report was that it couldn't have been an animal. So it's like, okay, so what was it, you know? But then they just left it unresolved. So it's like stuff like that. And, you know, and then it's something, you know, it's just so much going on. There's so many different stories that can be told too. But our goal, man, is just to make sure that we start putting our hands and our arms around these babies.
Okay. Did you partner with any missing person organizations or with any law enforcement or counseling services or anything like that on this project?
Yeah. So in the creation of the project, no, I was just trusting God to do the story that he put in my way, you know, that he wanted me to tell. Now there will be a part two. And in making this story, the partnerships are coming, whether it's coming from Jefferson City, from the Capitol, whether it's coming from the organizations here locally that I've come to know, all of them will be influential in the second installment of this film, which is part two of the wound. Because the first one we deal with child trafficking. The next one we'll be dealing with the young ladies, the adults, and sex trafficking.
Mm, okay.
And, you know, further telling the story.
So can you give us just a little quick synopsis on what we know? It's about missing children that come up missing or abducted.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us just a little snippet of the synopsis?
Yeah, well, the synopsis is, with the death of a parent, a 16-year-old child's life is flipped upside down through revelations of her origin story, but it also leads to her being in a situation where she realizes that the only way she's going to make it out of her situation is helping other kids who've been abducted get out of theirs. And the only way they can get out is fighting back. But they realize ain't nobody coming for them. The media is not talking about them. So they had to fight back.
So when you said that, you made me think about how these organizations, especially those that are representing families of black and brown children, saying that they don't get the media coverage that that other folks get when their kids come up missing.
The most we see is stuff on Facebook. If you might see, the only way you're going to see is a Facebook friend post it, and then you post it and share it. Other than that, you're not going to see it. Majority of the time, you're not going to see it. But I will shout out California, because California just added what they call an ebony alert. And what that is when a kid comes up missing now, African-American, a child of color comes up missing now in California, they have an own special alert that no matter what, they're going to push, you know, and celebrate and put out awareness to help find these kids. They're the first state to do it. You know, the problem has been that most black kids, the reason why they don't look for them, because they think that they're runaways. So since they think they're a runaway, they don't take it to heart and put it out.
So they tell our parents of these missing kids, well, you know, give it another day or two or three, they could be just run off somewhere, gone hanging out with their friends. That's one of the stories,
right? Or maybe they're at a friend's house. Or did you guys have an argument? Or, you know, it's a whole bunch of that kind of stuff without even looking. So it's a sad situation. But
well, with
we don't change it. It won't change.
That's true. And so with movies like this and other creative ways to get the word out, hopefully those numbers will decrease in terms of the number of kids and people missing or being abducted for either sex trafficking or for organ harvesting. But yes, Mr. Christopher R. Daniels and Team Focus, founder of Team Focus, filmmaker, writer, director, and his latest film is Missing in STL, which you can find that on Amazon Prime. Right now it's
Amazon
streaming.
Prime, yep.
Amazon Prime, it is streaming. How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can look us up on Instagram. It's Team Focus. It's Team Focus Studios. Our website is teamfocusproductions.com. And then our acting classes and everything that we do for the community is stayfocusstl.org. And we get all the information about our efforts to help train these kids and teach these kids and prepare them for a career in entertainment.
All right, Mr. Chris, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I really, really, really do appreciate you.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Oh, it is all mine, Mr. Chris. Now, thank you, audience, for joining us today, as usual. Make sure that you subscribe right now by hitting that subscribe button. That way, you never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. Now, if you'd like to reach me, you want to connect with me, you want to contact me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS. And you can also find me on TikTok and Instagram at Lynn Woods 96, or Facebook or LinkedIn. I'm there at Lynn, LIN, last name Woods, WOODS. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. I'm Lynn. God bless.